Let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning. Welcome to the show, Jackie.
Good morning, Skip. Thank you. Hey, Sibling Jay.
Hey,
happy
Jay,
Friday.
You too.
Happy Friday.
Okay, so listen, and Jay, best behavior. Whether you are a single woman or not, you're going to find my next guest very interesting. She believes black women who are worried about finding a husband need to change our strategy and try something new, more specifically a Jewish man. She details it in her new book, Why Every Black Woman Should Marry a Jewish Man. I'm going inside her story with Nazaree Hines Starr. Good morning, Nazaree.
Good morning, Jackie.
Now, let me just let the audience know, you are happily married to a Jewish man, so you know of what you speak, and you refer to him as your Prince Charming. Mm-hmm. Now, other black women have suggested that, that black women move on beyond dating black men and consider other races. But why Jewish men? What's so special about Jewish men?
Well, from the time they're born, they're given a lot of support by the community and given, values. And so by the time they're, college age and beyond college, they're looking, they know what they want. They're and usually looking for a wife to settle down with.
So they're looking to settle down. Now, in your book, and, let me just say, the audience, some of y'all are going to be upset about this, but let's have an open mind. You specifically say, what's great about Jewish men. You say they're the perfect alpha male. You say, for example, Jewish men don't take everything as a challenge to their masculinity. Jewish men are great with financial planning and stability. Jewish men at least attempt to marry before making babies. Jewish men attend and graduate college. Jewish men are not looking for someone to take care of them. Now, I know you've been out there
promoting.
You can't
find any black men that want that and have those lives?
No, she's there, but it's very few. There are, but there's clearly a depleted dating market.
And there's enough Jewish men for black women.
Looking for suitable husbands.
There's enough Jewish men for black women?
Yes.
Really?
There are. How do you find them? Nazaree, how do you find, tell us how you met your husband.
Well, we met on AfroRomance.com. That's an interracial dating website. So a lot of times people can try online dating as a way to find people that are interested in what they're interested in.
So before you went on the interracial dating site, had you just totally given up on black men in general?
I hadn't given up, but I just said that I'm going to try and expand my options and look to see what else is available.
And so how long had you been dating men outside of your race before you met your husband?
Oh, about 6 years.
And so you had
throughout my, just past high school and then into college.
So you always
college,
dated outside of your race?
Did you
date black men at all?
Yes.
Ever in life?
Yes.
And they. Okay. And so did you have bad experiences and that's why you moved on? Or you just.
Yes.
Okay.
Was there
bad.
One good one, Nazaree? Just
very
one good
bad.
Brother?
Well,
not one good
you know,
brother.
What I found was each of them had some kind of deficit. Just like I talk about in the Scumbag Files chapter.
Wow. You put the brothers in the Scumbag Files?
These are her brothers, Jay. Her brothers that she dated. Go ahead, Nazaree.
But so each of them had, one or two of the qualities that I was looking for, but it wasn't enough.
What makes a brother a scumbag?
A suitable husband.
Yeah. What are the qualifications to be in the scumbag file?
The scumbag file.
Well, I would say either they didn't complete college, or they completed college, and they weren't
scumbag. I mean, you don't go to college, you're a scumbag.
Jay, you can go back to college. Don't take
God, no, wait a minute. I'm serious.
He's trade school. He's
trade school, but I'm very successful. Scumbag. Damn.
Listen, you don't measure up to a Jewish man, Jay. Just face it. You don't.
No, I'm taller
up.
Than most of them. You're absolutely right.
Well, he is a mensch, Jackie.
Oh, damn.
Are you offended, Jay?
Let me ask you about the religious aspect of it because you're a Christian. Your husband is Jewish. Did you think about converting? How does that work for black women that are considering this?
Yeah.
I thought about it, but then once I learned that we can live together with, different faiths,
And you didn't get that from the scumbags.
I felt a little more comfortable about the religion.
And the mother-in-law didn't insist that you or any of the other in-laws want you to change your religion, to convert?
No. And actually, Jewish people are not called on to really share their faith the same way as Christians
are.
So, but they're always welcome, welcoming me to learn.
And you don't
more
get that from the scumbags,
religion,
right?
But it's not that pressure to.
And scumbags'
convert.
Mothers.
And scumbags'
were
mothers
probably
are
a little
different,
bit
right?
More different than. I'm kidding. And do you all have children?
We have one son, Hayden. He'll be 2 in January.
Oh.
Is he Jewish? Is he dark, or is he more to the scumbag color?
What colors are scumbags, Jay? What colors are they? The darker hue? Or?
I don't know. Well, you know what? I'm glad you were the Jewish maker. The only Jewish maker that stand that annoying voice of yours.
Jackie, go ahead and take it right now. Jackie Reed, where you at? Where you at, Jackie?
I think
Reed?
Jackie hung up, yeah, too.
Jackie. All right.
Scumbag, damn.
Hey, you got it, Jackie?
Calm down.
Come on back to the show, Jackie.
Oh, my God.
Insider story with Jackie Reed. And Jackie will be with us all week next
all
week.
All right. Yes. Well, thank
she'll
you
be here.
So much.
She'll
yes.
be here with you, Skip.
Yes, right. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you so much, Jackie. Thank you very much.